It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, you join us here before the start of the boys' contest. You're 92.1 KMZA. I'm Krennan Brovett. Kirk Hillman back in studio. You're here part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. 5:49 left to go here until we get to the tip-off here of boys' action. Four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network in Centralia. The Class 1A Division 1 Panthers team taking on the Class 3A Nemaha Central Thunder. Centralia Panthers head coach by Nick Evans in his fourth season, his 11th year overall. Nemaha Central, they're coached by John Thomas in his 31st year here at the helm of the Thunder program. In his tenure, 525 wins and only 181 losses. He won last night against Royal Valley, 56-44 to open the season. Of course, the Centralia Panthers have yet to get their feet wet. This is their opening game here of the season. And we talk about both of these teams. I kind of teased it a couple hours ago, right before that girls' game, that both these teams, they replace a lot of talent. Looking at the side here for Centralia, they replace Duke Tindall, Ben Haber, Camp Henry, Heidemann, and Jacob Plenty, a great class of seniors. But Nemaha Central does the same thing. They had a great group of four that graduated in the spring, and they only returned one starter and only five letter winners. Centralia Panthers, they only returned four letter winners. So, you know, for both these teams, this is kind of the start of the season. This is a way to start fresh. This is a way to get going. Nemaha Central, of course, one of their top players that they will have to replace is Kobe Free, who is a 6'8" post forward, one of the tallest players on this team. He now plays at Manhattan Christian College. But, you know, coming into the season here for this Nemaha Central team, it was kind of a way of, you know, what do we have this year? Do we have length? Do we have physicality? Do we have speed? What is it? Well, Nemaha Central, they don't quite have the height they've had in previous years, especially last year being one of the tallest teams that John Thomas kind of has been in his tenure. So this year being kind of a shorter year on the side, you know, kind of an average at about 6'1" there. But again, you got a lot of athleticism. You got a lot of speed. You got a lot of physicality still out there. On the court, a lot of great players. One of the great ones we'll see, Caleb Schmeshley, the lone returning starter from last year who averaged 7 points per game last season and also 2 rebounds and 2 assists per game. Last night he had 11 points against Royal Valley. Not to lead the team, though. It was actually Layton Thomas who led the team in scoring, the 5'11 senior. He splashed 2 threes in the contest, both in the second half, for 12 points total. So, again, Nemaha Central, they're going to be defined by some of those guys that come back with experience from last year to get on to these younger guys. Of course, you can't forget Carter Hunt. Hike! 5'10" senior is a 3-year varsity experience player who averaged 4 points per game last season. Of course, you all know who Carter Hike is from football. One of the best all-time athletes in Kansas history, if not one of the best in Kansas history. Carter Hike, as again, this Nemaha Central boys team just came off a state championship against Southeast of Saline, 35-6. Just a big-time victory for them. They'd like to continue to carry that momentum here into the basketball season. Last year, Thomas finished 19-3 here with this Thunder unit, and they too finish in the Big East League. It was the first league championship here for Nemaha Central since 2018. Centralia, last year, 12-9. They finished 8-2 in the Tin Valley League, which wasn't bad, but unfortunately, their season didn't end how they wanted to. Just a few days before the first round of Substate, they had played Blue Valley Randolph and won 64-52, but then they opened up Substate against Blue Valley Randolph and lost 55-52. So a team that's trying to come into a season with greater hopes, led by Nick Evans in his fourth year, Nemaha Central, again, led by John Thomas in his 31st season. We're going to take a step aside here. We'll be right back right before tip-off. Here on 92.1 KMZA, your game of the week. It's the Centralia Panthers taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
Kansaland Radio.
Here for the start of four quarters of action, 32 minutes altogether. Centralia against Nemaha Central boys basketball here on 92.1 KMZA, running through here. The starters on both sides for the Centralia Panthers: Clifton Aldifer, Tyler Jones, Isaac Reinecke, Bronx Talley, and Aiden Talley. For Nemaha Central, the Thunder: Galen Schmesley, Caleb Stroffen, Layton Thomas, Jack Mackey, and Jordan Lewis. Again, real quick before we get this matchup, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors here. I forgot to mention them at the end of our girls game. Our post game show, again, will always be brought to you by Beldrose Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. And also at the end of all of our games, we have our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Running modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. The one who won that award was Josie Haberkamp in our girls basketball game against Centralia at Nemaha Central, as she finished with 12 points, 8 rebounds, 4 steals, and an assist, going 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Just a great night there for Josie Haberkamp. Now it's a chance here for the Centralia boys maybe to win the player of the game, or potentially Nemaha Central. Again, this will be the first game of the season for the Centralia Panthers. Already 2 games here, though, in the season now, second of the year for Nemaha Central. Yesterday they beat Royal Valley 56-44. So first bit of action here for the Centralia Panthers. Coming up here on the tip-off will be Quinton Oliver, the 6'1" junior and 3-year starter for the Panthers. And left of him will be 35, Caleb Schmesley, the 6'3" junior and a lone returning starter. So lone returning starts for both sides. And now we're getting ready for play. 4 quarters, 32 minutes to go. We start boys basketball action. And here it is, Centralia, who wins the tip-off. Tyler Jones snags it. And now is Quinton Oliver, right side wing. Drive in. Side, a fadeaway shot and a miss. Rebound gets swiftly picked up by Layton Thomas. Down the floor here is Thomas, right side. He gets it out to Stroffen. Stroffen to Jordan Lewis. Lewis back up to Stroffen. And there's already a foul on the floor. They call it against Quinton Aldifer. Definitely want to be careful if you're Quinton Aldifer, one of the top players here on this Centralia team. I'll mention All-State honor last year. A first-team Twin Valley League player and a do-it-all guy. There was 14 points per game last season. Nemaha Central with it. No points scored with 30 seconds in the contest. 7:30 to go in the first. Stroffen drives down. Left side, nearly loses the ball. Flips it out, and a three-pointer is made by Caleb Schmesley. He had 11 points last night against Royal Valley. Opens the scoring here against Centralia. 3-0. 7:17 to go in the first. Nemaha Central takes the early lead. Here, Centralia with the ball. Driving inside is Isaac Reinecke, and Reinecke loses the ball. It's a turnover, first of the game. It's taken away by Stroppin, who's down the floor, and he loses the ball. Back to the hands here of Centralia. It's Tyler Jones, and the ball is knocked out of bounds, so they're going to get a foul here on the floor, excuse me. A push against Nemaha Central's Jack Mackey, the 6'2" senior. Quentin Aldifer on the baseline. Here on the throw-in for the Centralia Panthers. They get it in. They swing it around. Tally to Tyler Jones. Jones with it. Right side wing. A nice flip out to Aiden Tally. Tally out to Aldifer at the top as he flashes to the mountain of the perimeter and swinging out to Reinicke. This is a three-pointer. And a foul on the floor. Rebound by Aiden Tally. They get the foul against Nemaha Central. I do believe, and yes, they do. Back-to-back fouls here against Jack Mackey. And Mackey might have to quickly come out of this game after he picks up his second foul consecutively. And now Jaden Seitz will have to come in substitution, the 6-foot senior. Tyler Jones here, the inbound play, tossed in to Bronx Tally. Tally dribbles left side. Couldn't find quite the opening, so just to get it back out to Reinicke. Reinicke, another foul on the floor. They get it against Nemaha Central. The Thunder, just a minute and 35 seconds into the half, already have three personal fouls. First personal foul against Caleb Stroppin. Jones to toss in once again here for Centralia. They get it in to Reinicke. Reinicke trying to use a right-hand finish to the rim. Could not get it to go, but a rebound for another opportunity for Aiden Tally. Fouled out to Reinicke at the top. Jones, inside drive, right hand, trying to finish. Rebound by Stroppin, though. And then immediately as he rebounds it, he gives it to Seitz, and Seitz travels. Two turnovers here already in this quarter for Nemaha Central. They have the lead, though, 3-0 against Centralia. So we've had it here on the Centralia offensive side for about the past minute. Panthers trying to buy a bucket. Behind the back, dribbling is Bronx Tally. Tally out to Jones on the right side. Now inside the arc. Passed out to the far corner. Screen is set for Quentin Aldifer. Aldifer come in, cuts it out for a long three from Reinicke. Reinicke flashes a three, and Aldifer gets the assist. And now both teams have hit on threes. It's 3-3. 5:42 to go in the opening quarter. The Thunder with it. Jordan Lewis. On the top of the left wing, nearly getting the ball taken away by Aldifer. They're a tough man-to-man defense by this Centralia team. Driving inside, Schmedley. Schmedley takes a long two from the top of the high post. Seitz gets the rebound, though. Seitz looks back to the rim. Could not get it to go in. Aiden Tally, his second board. Centralia back in control down the court. Here's another three. Wide open, but not able to put it in was Reinicke. The second chance opportunity because of Aiden Tally. And the three was sank by Bronx Tally. Well, it is an all 3-point contest. Both teams must be bored of paint because it is an all around the arc here in the early going. 4:52 to go in the first quarter. Centralia takes the lead off back-to-back threes, 6-3. Over Nemaha Central, and then Thunder nearly turning the ball over. Olsen, the last one to touch it, was a Panther paw. In the front court, Thunder has it. Caleb Stroppin, the 5'10 senior, on the toss in the far corner, over the head of Tally to Nemaha Central. Stroppin, and here finishing for two, I believe, getting the finish. Was Caleb Stroppin. Oh no, he's did not go in. I won't count it. Caleb Stroppin for Schmedley here. Shooting two from the free throw line. Schmedley hits his first free throw shot. Substitution on the floor. Carter Hutt-Hike comes into the game here for Nemaha Central. Schmedley taking a second free throw shot, and it goes in. So 2-for-2 at the line. Schmedley goes. 6-for-5. 1-point lead here now for Centralia. Centralia commands it on the offensive side, trying to attempt a three-pointer, was Aldefree. He missed, but a rebound picked up by Talley is forcing the game to keep the offensive line going. And then a foul on the floor. We'll see if they get it against. They call it against Centralia. He's Quinton Aldefree. He picks up his second personal up the quarter in the game with 4:23 to go in the first. Aldefree has to step off to the bench. And Brady Becker, the 6'2 sophomore, will come into the game for him and replace it. 6-5. Centralia still leads by one. And Schmeisley tosses in the inbound to Leighton Thomas, who had 2 threes to lead the Thunder with 12 points yesterday against Royal Valley. Here now with the ball is Mason Chulion. Chulion to Thomas. Thomas drives inside. A great pass aside. A beautiful pass, one of the best we've seen today. Thomas put a laser between defenders. And then a quick turnover for Emo Central. They get the ball right back from the Panthers. Machulion's rebound. Centralia back with it. Down by one. Centralia had scored 6 straight. Now Nemaha Central has responded with 4 straight. 7-6. Nemaha Central up by one. And here another rebound by Mason Chulion. This time he takes it down the court with no turnover. Out to Thomas. To Chulion. To Hike. Hike. Jump stops and flings it out left side. And another three for Caleb Schmeisley. Schmeisley already on fire early in this first quarter. 2 threes. 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He's got 8 points. It's 10-6. 4-point lead for Thunder. Nemaha Central. Over Centralia, 3:24 to go. Another takeaway here for the Thunder team. It's Schmeisley, who finishes a Euro step in for two. Oh my gosh, Schmeisley is on a performance in this first half. In just 4 minutes and 42 seconds into this game, Schmeisley has 10 points. And Schmeisley gets the and one from the free throw line, and it's and good. So Schmeisley, 11 points on the game, 11-6. The Thunder, Nemaha Central, has now scored eight straight points, and another turnover by Centralia. They're going to get a kick against Tyler Jones, and since Centralia knocked down back-to-back threes to go up 6-3, it's been all Nemaha Central. Well, Quinton Aldefree, one of the top players here for the Centralia Panthers, is out. After getting 2 personal fouls to begin this game, so he'll be on the bench for a bit. Brady Becker stepped into his place as he's still on the court. Carter Hike gets the ball, drives inside, passes it out. Here's another three by Schmeisley. It nearly goes in the basket. But it gets rebounded by Brady Becker, all of 6'2" on the rebound. Tyler Jones on the fast break down the court in the front court. He gets the assist, a quick pass to Aiden Talley. Two assists here from the Panthers, and now only down by 5. 13-8, 2:36 to go in quarter number one. Carter Hike on the left side wing. He throws it out to Schmeisley, and that's going to be a half-court violation. And that'll be a turnover. So a quick, unopportune pass by Carter Hike is the fourth turnover of the quarter for the Thunder. Yeah, Nemaha Central, 2:28 to go. Under the glass, Centralia has the toss in. Down by 5, 13-8. Bronx Talley with it. Passes it off behind him. Dribbling behind the back is Brady Becker. He loses the ball. After losing the ball, I believe he picks up a foul. And yes, he does. 3 fouls here in this quarter already against Centralia. And that will put Nemaha Central already up in the double bonus because, again, high school rules, they change where it's 5,000 a quarter. It's a median double bonus, and fouls reset at the end of each quarter. We're coming in just a couple of years ago. Mason Schulian to the free throw line here. Takes his first shot and misses. Now he'll look to redeem himself on the second shot. His second shot goes up, and it also goes off, so he goes 0-2. And the rebound is picked up by Brady Becker. Becker down to Reinicke. Reinicke taking a spin, and they're going to call an offensive charge. That's a turnover for the Panthers. 13-8, still 5-point lead for Nemaha Central. 2:11 to go in the first quarter. Reinecke just picked up his first personal of the contest. Jaden Seitz comes off to the bench for Nemaha Central, and Jack Mackey will come back in, a 6'2" senior and a 2-year varsity player. Here, Nemaha Central with the ball, nearly losing it, but preventing a half-court violation is Mason Chulion. Chulion swings it out, but it is taken away by Reinecke. One-on-one down the floor, and he finishes the layup. And right after the layup finish, Centralia calls the timeout, down by three. They'll take the momentum into this one, 13-10, down by three. Centralia, though, picking back up some momentum, but down here at Nemaha Central, wants it to go in the first quarter. We're back in a quick 30.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here, 92.1 KMZ after a Panther timeout. 1:43 remains in quarter number one. And after the timeout, Nemaha Central turns the ball over and gives the ball right back to the Centralia Panthers. Down by three here, Centralia, 13-10. 1:40 to go in the first. Centralia takes it down the court. Tally, Becker, screen set for Bronx Tally. Here's a long three. It is missed. And Caleb Schmesley picks up his first rebound of the quarter. However, already he is carrying on the offensive side with 11 points. Here he'll try to drive in with a left-hand finish, and Schmesley does. 13 points in the quarter for Caleb Schmesley. He cannot be stopped. Already two more points than he had in his finish against Royal Valley, who he finished with just 11. Another offensive charge here called against Centralia. That's two offensive charges in the last three possessions for the Panthers to convert for turnovers. And Isaac Reinecke will have to come off the floor with two fouls. And in for him will be Tyler Jones, a 6'2" senior. Jaden Seitz will come in during the substitution timeout. He will step in for Jack Mackey. 15-10. Nemaha Central leads by five. They have the ball with 1 minute, 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Caleb Schmesley, who leads the team with 13 points, and who averages 7 points a game last year, is with the ball. Swings it out to the very top. His teammate Jordan Lewis, who drives down right lane, couldn't get the finish on the drive, and Landenbeck gets the rebound. Becker takes it down the court, crosses to his left side. Down the left wing is Bronx Tally. Bronx Tally between his legs. 1-on-1 against Jordan Lewis. Man-to-man defense for the Nemaha Central. At the top of the high post, Landenbeck. Landenbeck tries to go up with it in the paint. Missed the shot. Seitz gets the rebound. And now Nemaha Central set their sights here on a last second point potentially. Only 18 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. We're playing with the shot clock here today. Only 8 seconds left to go the first quarter. Nemaha Central just trying to get a shot to finish it. Schmesley drops back. 4 foot off the arc and off the rim. That ends our first quarter. Nemaha Central 15, Centralia 10. We're back in 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. and plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
We begin the second quarter. Three more quarters left to go in 24 minutes altogether. Here of play between Centralia and Nemaha Central. But here it's the Nemaha Central Thunder who has the lead entering quarter 2, 15-10, as well as with the ball. Thunder in control of the possession. Caleb Strutzen out the side, left side. Now to Carter Hike, who drives baseline, trying a right-hand finish, but could not get it to go in. And the rebound is picked up by Grady Becker. Grady Becker out to Jones on the left side wing. Jones with it. Now working in the front court, dribbling back towards the back court before he passes it out to Aiden Sally on the top of the perimeter. Now right side, looks to Brady Becker. Becker drives inside the lane, kicks out for a corner three, and it's off the top of the rim by Bronx Sally. It's rebounded by Schmejli. The ball is quickly pushed down the court. Wide open was Caleb Strutzen, but Strutzen could not finish the easy bucket. However, he was fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two at the line. Almost an easy assist there for Caleb Schmejli. Great recognition. Eyes down the floor. Saw his open teammate. And Strutzen hits his first free throw shot. Strutzen had 10 points last night against Royal Valley. He gets his first. And now his second point of this game, going 2-2 at the line. 7:13 to go in quarter number 2. 17-10. Thunder with a 7-point lead. Centralia with it, Bronx Talley, he unloads another three-point try, and he sinks it. He was left on an island from the wing, and he said, bet, let me take it, and he did. 17-13, a four-point game now. Nemaha Central still ahead by four. Carter Hike on the near wing, bounce passing to his teammate Schmejli. Schmejli back to Hike, and the ball is lost, and it's going to be a turnover for Nemaha Central. Well, actually, no, they're going to say Tyler Jones touched it last. So it stays here with Nemaha Central. Carter Hike is substituted out. And for him, they put Cormac Hike, 5'10" freshman. Here, Smedley dumps off the sights on the inbound play, but could not execute and get the finish. Tyler Jones gets the rebound, but as soon as Centralia takes over, they turn it over. Both teams, six turnovers on the half. Schmejli to Seitz. Seitz to Schmejli. Back out to Seitz on the top of the left wing. Rotate up to the top to Leighton Thomas, who had 2 threes in yesterday's contest against Royal Valley. Now it's the Hike. Hike at the top of the free throw line. Kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer for the Thunder. They miss. Seitz rebounds. Couldn't get the putback. And then there's a foul on the floor. And I'll call it against Nemaha Central. It's against Caleb Schmejli. It's his first personal. Schmejli, who had 13 points in the first quarter and one rebound. He had a terrific first quarter there for Nemaha Central. As the Thunder team has a 4-point lead, 17-13, with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Tyler Jones drives in for Centralia. Left-hand finish, and it rolls, gets around the bucket. And Jones gets his first points of the 2025-2026 season. And Centralia draws it to a two-point game after being down 17-10 with 5:55 to go here in the second quarter. It's a timeout taken by Nemaha Central. It's a quick 30. We're back in 30. 17-15. Nemaha Central leads 5:55 to go in the second quarter.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central has lead after their timeout, 17-15, 5:50 to go in this first half. They just take the timeout because they've got a 5-point run to come through here for the Panthers. But Nemaha Central with the ball, they can try to respond. They get it out to Leighton Thomas. Leighton Thomas here dribbling up to the top of the perimeter. Now switches to his left-hand dribbling. Passes out to Stroppin. Stroppin right on the low wing to Caleb Schmedgley. Schmedgley, Thomas, Thomas to Hike. Hike driving inside. Spins around and puts it in the basket. A candy drop in the stocking. And Hike goes in for his first 2 points of the season for the 5'10" freshman. His first 2 points of his career playing varsity. 19-15, a 4-point lead now for Nemaha Central. Panthers trying to respond to the offensive possession. Tyler Jones looking for a teammate to flash out to his right side on the far wing. Bronx Talley does so, drops back, tries to look for a long two. Could not take it. Ball's loose on the ground. Who's going to get it? It's going to be Nemaha Central on the takeaway. Stroppin. A three taken by Nemaha Central. Missed by Stroppin. Rebound picked up by Aiden Talley. His fifth of the half, first of the second quarter. Bronx Talley with it on the far boundary. He's stuck with it one-on-one. Leighton Thomas has got him in a jam. And they'll say the ball is knocked out of bounds by Thomas. Stay in sight. Back to the bench here. Jack Mackey coming back in for substitution. Tyler Jones underneath the glass left side on the toss in for Centralia. He finds Bronx Talley. Talley jump stop in front of the basket but could not get the shot to go in. And a turnover by Centralia as Aiden Talley makes the rebound but he steps out of bounds. 19-15. Nemaha Central lead by four. 4:25 to go in the first half. Nemaha Central Thunder has it. Thunder on the near side to Thomas. Thomas to Schmedgley, up top, left to Hike. Hike, who just had his first points in his career, drives inside. Pump fake, now instead puts it out towards Leighton Thomas. Thomas drives inside, drills it out to his teammate Schmedgley, and Schmedgley off the glass goes in for two and one. Schmedgley has been quiet here in the second quarter until that point right there. He had 13 points in the first quarter, had near 10 points in the first 3 minutes alone. And here the 3-point play could not execute, missed the free throw shot for the and one, but the official was at least 21-15. But after the missed shot, the last one to touch it was Centralia, so it stays with Nemaha Central underneath the basket. Landon Beck comes in for the Panthers. Stepping in place for Tyler Jones. Nemaha Central with the ball. Tight squeeze into Schmedgley. Schmedgley one-on-one against Beck. It goes up and goes in. Excuse me, against Teeny Hockey, who is coming to the game here for the first time. The 6'2" sophomore. Nemaha Central with the ball off the board and rebounded by Caleb Schmedgley. Schmedgley passing off the Hike in the right corner, and Hike misses a 3-point shot. That was Cormac Hike. And now the rebound by Centralia. They take it back down the court. On the baseline, Heaney Hockey steps back for a 3-pointer. Here's a deep three from Heaney Hockey. And that is splashed for Centralia. And a timeout for Centralia right after the three. It's a 5-point game, 23-18, 3:24 to go in the second quarter. It's still Nemaha Central out in front. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Kansaland Radio.
We return after the Centralia Panthers timeout. 3:24 to go in the first half. 23-18. Nemaha Central leads. I'd also like to give you some scoring updates from around our area. Girls final, Hiawatha v. Troy, 40-38. Girls final in the Silver Lake Channel. Silver Lake won 59-42 over Perry. Boys half in the Silver Lake Channel. Silver Lake is up 24-17. over Perry LeCompton. Now the Sabetha Channel boys halftime, Sabetha 39 to Marysville 23. Now on the Holton Channel, Burlington over Holton 35-13. Holton girls were beat 54-26, and Sabetha girls were beat 37-31. We come back here on the court side, Nemaha Central with it driving in. Caleb Schmedgley doesn't make the layup, but he is fouled and was way up. Schmedgley now will head up to the free throw line. So far, Schmedgley is 3-for-4. This is his fourth trip up to the free throw line. And his first shot on this attempt goes in. Schmedgley had 13 points in the first quarter. He's at currently right now on the game 19 points after going 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 19 points, really 20 in just the first half alone for Caleb Schmedgley. Potentially chasing a career high. Tyler Jones for Centralia passes the ball back. It's going to be a court violation. No, it's taken away by Layton Thomas. He's got the steal and the 2-point finish. Layton Thomas, who led the scoring last night against Royal Valley at 40 Mile Central, finally gets on the board for the layup after a steal. Centralia has the ball, and they're going to get a foul on the floor on Emile Central. Looks like Isaac Reinecke, the 6-foot junior, will look to come back in the game here for the Panthers at the scores table. He checks in and will step in for Captain Heaney Hockey. And Jaden Seitz will step in as well. But he has been alternating back and forth with Jack Mackey in this first half. 2:42 to go in the second quarter, 27-18. Here, Nemaha Central still with the lead. Centralia with the ball, however, working baseline. A nice hook pass inside from Isaac Reinecke to Aiden Talley. A nice 1-2 punch combo down in the front court there. And Panthers get the ball right back. They transition down the court. Reinecke with it. Reinecke putting some moves on the floor, but unfortunately, all finesse, no finish. Taken away, rebound by Carter Hike. 3-point shot by Layton Thomas is missed. The rebound is picked up by Brady Becker. Reinecke up top. Take for the three by Bronx Talley. Now he drives inside. Nearly gets a left-hand reverse finish. But he is fouled and will go up and shoot two at the line. Reminder that as this first half ends, we'll have our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from death. Online at highlandcc.edu, and our post-game show, we'll have our Be Outdoors real estate sponsor, and we'll also give out our player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. Bronx at the free throw line, hits his first one. Sally, 7 points on the game, hit a 3-pointer in the first and second quarter. Got a minute 58 left of the second quarter. 6-point game, 27-21. Tally at the free throw line for his next shot, and it trickles out. He goes 1-of-2. First time of the night for the Panthers in the free throw line. Definitely looking for a couple more of those opportunities. Need to get a little more aggressive on the offense. Schmedgley here for Nemaha Central. He has no problem being aggressive. He drives inside, and this is the layup attempt. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Panthers. Nemaha Central will have it on the baseline. 1:45 left to go in the second quarter. 21-27, 6-point lead for Nemaha Central. With control of the ball on the baseline, they throw it over the top to Jordan Lewis. Lewis, who's still chasing his first points of the day. He had 6 points yesterday against Royal Valley. The first game of the season for Nemaha Central. This is their second game. Centralia Panthers here, their home opener. Carter Hike sets a pick for Schmedgley. Schmedgley passes out to Hike. Hike with it. The left side wing inside the arc. They get back out to his teammate Jordan Lewis. Lewis, Schmedgley. Schmedgley out to Stroffman on the right wing. Hike with it. Hike driving right side. Trying to pass it out. Instead he turns around, shoots, and cannot get it in the bucket. Shot clock goes up and Sally picks up the rebound. Atlanta back drives. Did they get a charge? No, they're going to call a block. It's Nemaha Central. They call against Carter Hike. His first personal, 27-21. I think it's the free throw line. Landon Beck, a 6'3" sophomore, chance to get his first points of the season this year. From the free throw line, and there his first one goes in. 5-point game, 27-22. Next shot is up, and it is good for Beck. He goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line, 27-23. 58 seconds left to go the first half. Carter Hike with it for Nemaha Central. The Jordan Lewis. Lewis left side swing to Stroppen. Stroppen holds it low to the right hip. Now flashes it all to the right side to Schmedgley. Schmedgley rotates around the perimeter on a drive, and he goes in with the left-hand finish. Kalen Schmedgley rocking around the Christmas tree, rocking around the arc, and a beautiful drive inside to finish for two. Schmedgley with 21 points in the first half. It has been a Christmas miracle for Schmedgley. And here Beck is able to respond for the Panthers with two. 29-25, 4-point game again. 18 seconds to go the first half. Schmedgley has it. Far left wing. Dribbles up to the top of the Panther logo. 6 seconds left. 5, 4, 3-pointer! Nothing but net for Caleb Schmedgley! And he ends the first half in the way that he has played for the first 16 minutes of play. 24 points! For the 6'3" junior, 32-25, a 7-point lead for Nemaha Central. We take a step aside. We'll be back for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, our halftime score here at 92.1 KMZA, 32-25, Nemaha Central leads.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our halftime score, 32-25, a 7-point lead here for Nemaha Central and the Thunder. First quarter ended 15-10. Nemaha Central continued their impressive performance, outscoring Centralia 17-15 in the second quarter. 8-point margin there, but look at the stats here at the half. Centralia, 8 turnovers, 4 3-4 at the free throw line, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Nemaha Central, unofficial stats, 7 turnovers, 3 threes, 7 assists at the free throw line, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 steals. Leading the scoring here for the Centralia Panthers so far has been Bronx Sally, who finished the first half with 7 points and 2 3-point shots. For Nemaha Central, it's been all Caleb Schmedgley. 24 points, 3 threes, an impressive performance, and Mark at the free throw line as well. 5 for 6. He has just been phenomenal up at the free throw line for Nemaha Central. Just a couple of other scores there for Nemaha Central. 2 from Stroffman, 2 from Thomas, 2 from Sykes, 2 from Cormac Hike. Again, just an incredible first half there by Caleb Schmedgley. And when you kind of lean to the second half and you ask, well, you know, going forward for both these teams, what are going to be the corrections? What are going to be the adjustments? Well, for Centralia, it's about keeping Quinton Aldifer on the court. Quinton Aldifer, after coming out in the second quarter, first quarter, really didn't come much back into the game. He picked up 2 early fouls. And, you know, this is Centralia's team that really can't afford being a game without him. So they're going to kind of save him for this second half here. So that in consideration, Centralia's offense should flow a little better down the court, get a little more into rhythm, if you will. But Tyler Jones, you know, a senior, needs to be a little more physical down the court. Aiden Talley as well. But tell you what, Aiden Talley is right now leading tonight in rebounds. Both sides, 7 boards on the game, 4 points. So Aiden Talley continues to be that dominant and physical 6-foot senior that he is. There will continue to be some success there for the Centralia Panthers as they out-rebound Nemaha Central, the Thunder, 14-11. Out-rebounding them by 3 rebounds right there. So again, when you look at this half, it comes down to finishing your drives, executing, and being able to take advantage of second chance opportunities. But at the moment, it's about who's fire, who's on fire, who's got the spark right now. Hey, Caleb Schmedgley has got that spark. He's got that fire underneath his legs right now that he is just shooting freely. He's just out there playing basketball. 24 points, 13 points in the first quarter, and 11 points in the second. It is in Schmedgley's world, and both teams are just kind of living in it. So when we go into the second half, Centralia, they have to limit Nemaha Central's Caleb Schmedgley, and they have to prevent him from continuing to be that dominant presence. If Centralia wants to lose this game, you know, tell Nemaha Central, all right, if you're going to beat us, you're not going to beat us through Schmedgley in the second half. And that's kind of mentality you want to go with. You want to lock him down and force Nemaha Central to go to another target. If you're Centralia, of course, the scoring has been kind of varied around between people. It comes down to being more physical. Only 2 chances up at the free throw line isn't enough. You need more opportunities. You need to be more physical driving inside. You need to draw more fouls. You need to execute more layups. And that's exactly what Centralia is probably getting talked to right now by Nick Evans, is be more physical. Drive inside. Get some easy points, guys. And just get yourselves back in the game. This has been a very physical game, back and forth. You've made it a 3-point game, made it a 5-point game. It's been back and forth. So again, just keep fighting. Keep going against the grindstone. And you can find production and you can find success in this match. If Nemaha Central, well, you just keep keeping the bonfire going, the old Christmas fire going with Caleb Schmedgley. You keep the logwood getting into the furnace, and Caleb Schmedgley is going to keep producing. So again, that's kind of the stance on both of these teams. It'll be interesting how we see them adjust in half number 2. So again, our halftime score, 32-25. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, on Mount Highland, cc.edu. We got about 3 minutes until we start the second half, and we'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come right back, and we'll lead you all the way up here on 92.1 KMZA.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has 2 pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back after our halftime show. Again, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Online at highlandcc.edu. Be sure you stick around for the end of our game with our Be Outdoors Real Estate sponsor for our post-game show. Buying or selling, use the best of business for professional, residential, and agricultural real estate. At the very end, we'll also have our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. We're about 38 seconds away before we start. Half number two, again, two more quarters to go, 16 minutes all together combined. It's 32-25, a seven-point lead here for Nemaha Central over Centralia. Last year, this game ended 49-19. What was a very great year for Nemaha Central, a year that begun with 13 straight consecutive wins up until their streak came to an end against Hiawatha, 47-46. Nemaha Central, they won in their first round of subsidy against Smoky Valley, but unfortunately for Nemaha Central, they fell to Council Grove in the following round, the semifinals, 64-58. Just a unfortunate, heartbreaking 6-point loss, but Nemaha Central looking to rebuild and reset here for 2025, 2026, and it starts here with a win over the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1. Centralia with the ball to start off the third quarter. In the second half, a three-point shot by Alderfer is missed. It goes out of bounds, and Nemaha Central will take over. So mentioned that Quinton Alderfer didn't play much in the first half. He got into foul trouble early. Centralia keeps him and saves him for the second. We'll see what he can do back out here on the floor. Centralia needs him to step up big. He averaged 14 points a game last season. He is still yet to get on the board in this contest. Clayton Thomas, for Nemaha Central with the ball, out to Schmeisler in the right wing. Now to Lewis, to Stroppin. Stroppin hands it behind his back to Schmeisler. Schmeisler, top of the key, back to Lewis at the top of the perimeter. Right side, 6 seconds on the shot clock, needing to go up with it, and getting the put back for himself, Caleb Stroppin. This is his first shot, but guarantees the second, 34-25. Starting the scoring here in the second half is Nemaha Central, but responding quickly, Isaac Reinecke gets his second assist. He finds Aiden Talley in the front court. Oh, nice hook pass inside. Now it's 34-27, 65 to go in the third. Nemaha Central leads, especially. It's out the left to Lewis. Lewis drives in the paint, kicks out. That's a 5-foot from the arc three-pointer attempt, and Thomas way missed that one. And it was picked up by Jones. Down the court, out to Bronx Talley at the top of the perimeter. Talley dribbles, right side, lays it off to Jones. Jones on the baseline. He finds his open man in Talley. Talley has been found back-to-back time, just finding opening holes in the defense. 34-29, a 5-point game. Nemaha Central with a 5-point lead, 6:15 to go in the third. Here's a 3-point shot by Thomas, and Thomas is nothing but net. Thomas hit 2 threes last night against Royal Valley. Here he's got his first and fifth point of this game. Here's a three-pointer in response from Centralia. It's missed by Jones, but it is rebounded by Heineke before he misses his shot. He actually tries to pass it. It gets turned over, taken away by Schmeisley for his first steal.
Schmeisley
at the top of the perimeter.
Be right back.
Swings it to the left side to Leighton Thomas. Thomas to Jordan Lewis. Lewis to Schmeisley. Schmeisley out to Stroppin. Stroppin driving inside the Candy Cane Lane. He puts the cherry on top. Caleb Stroppin in for two, his 6 point of the game to join his 2 rebounds in the 10-point contest after being a 5-point game, 39-29. Nemaha Central ahead with 5:22 to go in the third. Aldifer driving inside. Going to take a high shot. 6 foot from the rim, but misses. And Amos Central drives it down the court. But not able to put it in is Jack Mackey. Ball goes out of bounds. They say it sticks with Nemaha Central. Central after this matchup. Again, they got St. Mary's, Silver Lake up next. Nemaha Central with Hanover and Holton. We'll have them. We'll have Nemaha Central, 92.1 KMZ again next Friday. And again, they take on the Holton Wildcats. They'll also be viewable on the Holton channel. I'll be with Justin Fluke and the Holton Channel crew. Centralia Panthers with the ball. Bronx dives at the top of the perimeter. Drives in right side lane. Tries to step back for a shot. Can't take it. Instead, he sets a pick for a shot for his teammate, Reinicke. But Reinicke misses after the miss. Strothen picks up the rebound. And he takes it down the court. Strothen on the right side wing. Low not corner bad. With it. Loses the ball. He steps out of bounds. And it'll go here towards Centralia. 9 turnovers on the game for Nemaha Central. 9 for Centralia. Unofficially. Tyler Jones out to Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer taking it down slowly with his left hand. Left to right of the court. Driving inside swiftly, but stuck on his pivot foot. Has to kick it out. Tyler Jones, left side wing. Drive in. He's going to find and look for Aiden Talley. And Talley is fouled on the floor. Probably a good foul there for Nemaha Central. Sally could easily probably went up with it. However, I believe that was the third personal foul that just got picked up for someone. The only second personal foul for Caleb Strothen. Substitution for the Panthers. They bring in Grady Becker in for Tyler Jones. And there is a push on the floor. They call it against Quinton Aldifer. Getting a little too aggressive on the court. And that'll be the, I believe, third personal for Aldifer. And yes, it is. And the possession will change. So an offensive foul results in a turnover. Nemaha Central with it. Caleb Schmesley with an attempted finish for a layup drive. Couldn't get it to go in. Instead, they give an offensive charge. So back-to-back teams turnover on offensive fouls. And Schmesley is now at 3 fouls here for the Thunder. 39-29. 10-point lead for Nemaha Central. 4:11 to go in the third quarter. But then Aldifer drives inside, trying to use his right hand to in for a right lane finish. And he is fouled, and he'll go up and shoot 2. They get the foul against Jordan Lewis. That's his first foul of the game. Inside. Stepping out, I believe. Here at the free throw line is Aldifer, who hits his first shot and makes the second. So Aldifer gets on the board for the first time today with 2 free throw attempts. Ball knocked out of bounds on the far boundary. Nemaha Central is taking it down the court. They still have it. 39-31, 8-point lead, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mentioned at the halftime that Centralia's just got to be more aggressive. They got to get some easier shots. The easiest shots are the ones that you take at the free throw line. Nemaha Central driving inside. They get a foul all against Centralia. And that'll send Nemaha Central Thunder's Jack Mackey up to the free throw line. Mackey with 3 points on the season, 3 points yesterday against Royal Valley. The year opens up with his first points of the game at the free throw line, making his first. Mackey can make this a 10-point game, but he misses his second free throw shot and goes 1 of 2. Rebound is picked up by Isaac Reinicke as Reinicke tracks down the court, left side. Reinicke underneath a basket to Aiden Talley, and Talley had it open bucket, but unfortunately he was denied by the board himself. Actually hit the bottom of the rim. Found himself too far under the mistletoe, if you will. Gotta get out from there. Schmezley at the very top of the perimeter. Drives inside, left side. Here's a fadeaway shot in the short corner, but Schmezley misses. The ball is knocked out of bounds and it's given right back to Centralia. Substitution on the floor, Jaden Seitz as well as Carter Hyatt coming in here for Nemaha Central. Centralia down the court quickly, down by 9, 40-31, 3:18 to go in the third quarter. All defer, and out to Bronx Tally, and Bronx Tally will be fouled by Nemaha Central. They get the foul against Caleb Schmezley. That's a huge foul to pick up for Schmezley. That is his second of the game. Puts it all defer. At the very top of the perimeter, right foot step, drives inside, and they're going to get a foul here again on Nemaha Central's Caleb Schmezley. And yes, they will. Schmezley back-to-back fouls. That puts him at 3 on the game now. That puts Schmezley in some treacherous waters as he's one of the top players here for Nemaha Central. He had 24 points in the first half, but he's been limited to 0 here in the third quarter. Oliver at the free throw line. His first shot goes up and hits the front of the rim. Nemaha Central, since that's their fifth foul of the quarter, it's immediate double bonus. It's the new high school rules. Oliver missed his first shot here. He's got a chance for his second. Eventually comes out of the game, and Caleb Strothen, the 5'10" senior, comes in for substitution. Oliver, his second shot goes up and out. He goes 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Despite his first time going 2-for-2. Carter Height at half court with the ball. It does his left side of Leighton Thomas. Thomas, right side, drive, passing out to Chulion. Chulion's on the wing, the side, to the top of the perimeter. Side, left to Thomas. Thomas, to Hike. Hike, Stroppin, the screen is set. Stroppin drives on the baseline, and he is fouled. So go up the line and shoot two, nearly getting the and one. 2:44 to go in the third quarter. It's 40-31, a 9-point lead for Nemaha Central. Get a reminder that at the end of our games, and of course the end of both KNZ and KNZA games, on your way from all the home games, you can catch all the area scores, highlights, stats, and recaps with the local community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on Friday night. Strothen hits his first free throw shot, and now he'll look to make his second. His first time up, he went 2-for-2. We'd like to stay on the same page. And here's Rockton saves on the nice list as he is 4-for-4 in the game. 8 points total. And a timeout here is taken. 42-31, 11-point lead for Nemaha Central. So 2:44 to go in the third quarter. It's a full timeout taken by Nemaha Central. We're back in 60.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
42-31 after the Nemaha Central timeout with 2:36 left to go in the third quarter. Nemaha Central leads by 11. Centralia with the ball near side. Bronx Tally, three-point shot ripped away. Bronx Tally with his third three of the game. He's had a three in every quarter. And a player is down on the floor for Nemaha Central. It is Jaden Seitz, who landed really hard on his right shoulder as he's touching up right now. He's going to be able to get off, but, man, he is holding on to that right shoulder, kind of breathing a little slow, but he will walk off to the court by himself. Jack Becky comes in substitution. Hope he'll be all right. He goes and gets a swig of water. 34-42. Now just an 8-point lead for Nemaha Central after a 3-pointer hit by Bronx Tally. Nemaha Central, a chance to respond after the three. Jack Mackey with hit the top of the perimeter. Mackey, left side, drive, passes up to Thomas. Thomas, screen is set. Now to Stropton. Stropton to Hike. Hike, screen is set for him as well. He drives up to the top of the perimeter. Holding on the ball, now passing up to Stropton. Stropton, now he takes an attack to the rim. And that's a cut right back out to the corner. Only 4 seconds on the shot clock. Ball's going to go up. And Layton Thomas gets fouled. 4 foot from the arc. And that is one of those fouls that you don't want to commit. If there is a player 4 foot from the three-point line, you just let him shoot the ball. In that case, Layton Thomas is fouled. And he will go up and he'll get 3 shots from the line. Thomas's first shot hit. Thomas now has 6 points on the game. Hit a three as well in this third quarter. There he attempted a three, but of course, getting fouled. Substitution for the Panthers, Tyler Jones in the game for Isaac Reinicke. Here's the third free throw shot attempt now coming up for Layton Thomas, and that one goes in. So it goes 2 for 3 at the free throw line. Oliver driving down the court, right hand trying to look for a slicer. Could not get to go through. Rebound by Aiden Talley. Talley on the far corner. Trying to look for an outlet man. He is stuck on his pivot foot. Finally finds Bronx Talley, who takes from the left wing and drives it over to the right side. They flips it out to Aldifer. Aldifer working 1-on-2, now 1-on-1, now 1-on-3. He dribbles and drives to the rim. And a foul is on the floor. Aldifer goes up the free throw line to shoot, but the official is signaling inbound. Now the official on the far side gets on the same page. And so there was a shot foul. So Aldifer, it's his third trip to the line tonight and in this quarter alone. Aldifer's first shot goes up and in. First time up, he went 2 for 2. His last time up, he went 0 for 2. We haven't seen him go 1 for 2, so not sure if he's trying to get the hat trick in that category necessarily. And Aldifer goes 2 for 2 on this try. So now 4 for 6 on the game. All for 4 points, all in this quarter from the free throw line. Mentioned that at halftime, that's what Centralia needs to do, and that's what they've done. They've gotten aggressive, more so in this quarter. 44-36, still an 8-point lead for Nemaha Central. 1:12 left to go in the third quarter. Carter Hike drives inside the lane and takes a nice move and step inside. Carter Hike with a beautiful Christmas cookie. 36-46. And now a three-pointer by Quentin Aldifer in response. That's exactly what you needed if you're Centralia. And makes it a 7-point game. 46-39, 43 seconds left to go. Here's a three in response from Nemaha Central, and it is made by Mason Chulion, his first points of the season. Now it's 49-39, back to a 10-point game. Nemaha Central leads with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tyler Jones driving, and there is a foul. That'll put Jones at the free throw line. That was against Carter Hike. I also want to give a shout out to the youth that is clearing out the trash. There's two girls about probably 5 or 6 years old that have a giant trash bag, and they're walking around cleaning up everybody's trash. So shout out to them. We know how hard custodians work, and anything that you can do to make their life easier at these basketball games, especially you as a participator coming to these games, if you can clip your own trash, it helps them out so much and be able to see the generosity and kindness right there out of just two young kids. That's really awesome to see out here on the floor. At the free throw line right now, here's Tyler Jones. His first shot went in, and there his second shot does the same. So 2 for 2 at the line. It makes an 8-point game, 49-41, with 23 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Caleb Schmedgley finally steps back in. Kind of interesting, though, to put a player in. Only 20 seconds left to go of a quarter, but not much of a chance here to pick up a foul unless you were getting offensive one from Schmedgley. Lim run the offense and get a chance to score before the end of the third quarter. He likes to take in here from John Thomas. Get some momentum from Nemaha Central. 7 seconds to go in the third. Now four. Carter Hike. Reverse layup, and he goes in for two. What a beautiful quarter by Carter Hike with 4 points and two incredible layups. I give 10 out of 10 on the finish. 51-41, a 10-point lead for Nemaha Central as we enter the fourth quarter. We're back after this here in a quick 60-second break on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter the fourth and final quarter of regulation down here at the Centralia High School, where right now Nemaha Central leads boys 51-41. And Nemaha Central with the ball. Schmedgley with him in the left wing. He's got three fouls with 24 points to lead this Nemaha Central team. There he's out the Centralia logo. Taking as much time as he can off the clock here. 17 seconds though on the shot clock. Got a shot clock down here in Centralia. Had a shot clock last year, but they couldn't use it throughout the regular season. Here they have chosen to use it throughout the entirety of this season. Schmedgley takes a drop back. Could have hit the three-pointer. It was definitely a million-dollar move, but unfortunately a 10-cent shot. It looks like the last one that touched the ball here, Nemaha Central. Ball gets back to the Centralia Panthers. And here, quickly out down the transition of the court, Bronx Tally takes a three-pointer and misses it. Nathan Chilion gets the rebound and is fouled soon after. They call the foul against Tyler Jones, a 6'2" senior. 51-41. 7:16 to go in the fourth quarter. It's all Nemaha Central so far. Nemaha Central won the first quarter, outscoring Centralia 15-10, outscored the Centralia Panthers in the second quarter 17-15, and outscored them in the third quarter 19-16. So the Thunder team, they have won every quarter, and now you just got to get past the finish line with a 100-meter lead. It's all about the finish. Carter Hike passing out right side to Cormac Hike. Hike inside, passes out to Stroffen. Stroffen inside after the kick, but could not put it in from the paint. And Landon Beck picks up the rebound. Down the court, quick transition, fast break. Quinton Oliver, three-point shot, uncorks it, but couldn't get it to land. Schmedgley, the rebound, and now down the court. Schmedgley, inside the paint, right hand, trying to go over the top of Oliver. Couldn't get the finish. Beck, back-to-back rebounds for the Panthers. Reineke inside, loses the ball, passes it backwards. You don't see that. Not sure if he meant it. And then a turnover as the ball goes right into the hands of Caleb Schmedgley for the steal. And then, Quinton Oliver taking it away like candy for a baby. Nemaha Central was juggling it on their side of the court and got complacent. And Oliver recognized it and came in like a missile and took the pass away for the steal. And a timeout, it's a 30 by Nemaha Central. We'll take a timeout as well. We're back in 30 seconds. 51-43, Nemaha Central leads over Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here in the MSU Sports Radio Network, 51-43 after the Nemaha Central timeout. It's Nemaha Central who's in the lead, taking the ball here down the court, right to left of your dial with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Carter Hike with that 4 quarters in that 4 points in that third quarter is most of the game. And Carter Hike goes in for two. So Hike, an easy drive, goes in. He had no points in that first half, but six here in the second. Hike has definitely stepped up. Of course, you need some players to step up here for Nemaha Central, especially 24 points in the first half. He's been held to zero here in the second. Talk about Schmoudsley. There's a rebound for him underneath the glass. He takes this one down the court here for Nemaha Central. Left-hand driving low liner. And that will be a foul on the drive of the basket. They call it against Centralia. It's against Quinton Aldifer. It's his fourth personal. Well, you know, you figure here that Quinton Aldifer, even with four fouls, they kind of have to stay in this game. He didn't have much of a chance to come back, and he will. Nemaha Central has it at the top of the perimeter to Caleb Strothen, executing the inbound play. Strothen now stuck on the pivot foot, finds it out to Schmeshley. Schmeshley looking one-on-one against Aldifer, spins around, turns, drives inside, fadeaway shot from the high post and a miss. And Landon Beck gets the rebound. He's got three boards in this quarter alone, and they got a foul on the floor. I believe he can Carter Hiker, mainly Kalen Schmeshley. No, it's Kalen Schmeshley. Well, the two best players on the court for both sides are on four fouls apiece. Of course, both teams, they have those best players right one-on-one against each other when they're out there. Schmeshley, he'll actually come off the court. Of course, you have a comfortable lead of 10 points, 53-43, so you don't really need your top player to be on the court. Unlike Centralia, who's down by 10, you need your top player to be on the court. As Aldifer drops back for a three, misses. Landon Beck gets the rebound, though. He'll go up for the putback and can't execute it. Landon Beck, four rebounds in this quarter, but fortunately for him, no points. 53-43, 4:40 to go in the fourth. Clayton Thomas with the ball. Nemaha Central, out right side of Cormick Hike. Hike to Sight. At the very top, Sight sets his sights left side and passes that way to Thomas, Strothen, Hike, right wing, kind of floating around the arc killer. There's only 6 seconds left on the shot clock. You gotta get a shot up here. If you're late in Thomas, he drives to the basket, turns around, shoots it, his time expires, and Beck gets his fifth rebound of the quarter. Beck, six rebounds in the game. He had one rebound all the way back in the first. He's been very active in this quarter alone. Reineke. Driving inside, left hand, looking for the finish, but off the glass, couldn't get it to go in. Jay inside, corrals it. Reineke applying some pressure down the court, trying to swipe the ball away, working one-on-one against the man. Nemaha Central, a foul called against Centralia. Fourth personal against Isaac Reineke. Tyler Jones will come in for Landon Beck. So two players on the court here for Centralia with four fouls. Reineke and Aldifer. 3:43 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 53-43. It's a lead for Nemaha Central 10. And now it's by 12 as Strothen goes in for two. Strothen, 10 points on the game at 10 points against Royal Valley. Three rebounds. He's got the 3-point play though here at the charity line. Strothen also three steals in the contest as well. He's had a phenomenal night, and he gets the three-point play made. Strothen is 5 for 5 at the free throw line tonight. Centralia back in control with the ball. Reineke with four fouls here. Nearly gets called for a charge. Instead, he gets called for a travel, and that'll be a turnover for the Panthers. Panthers of Centralia, trailing by 13, 56-43 against Nemaha Central, 3:27 to go in the fourth. Under back in control. With the ball. That's a pass. That's a hike. Out to Mackey. Mackey to Thomas. Thomas, a screen set for Mackey. A pick and roll. Doesn't go that direction, though. Instead, Thomas dribbles his left side, and Stroffman has it now. Stroffman stuck on the pivot. Passes up left side to Cormick. Hike. Hike drives baseline. Stuck, and now the ball is swatted out of bounds. Now officially under 3 minutes to go, 2:59. 56-43. The Omaha Central, the 13-point lead. Here, Caleb Stroff on the inbound, tosses it into Thomas on the far wing. Thomas, out the hike, and Thomas, with 1 second on the shot clock, takes a three-pointer 6 feet off the top of the arc. And they're going to hit the shot clock, timer went off. So as a turnover, Centralia takes back over. We'll have to run it out from their baseline, full court. Left to right of your dial. Substitution comes in. Jordan Lewis in the game here for the Omaha Central. 2:51 to go in the fourth, 56-43. Omaha Central ahead. Trying to start the year 2-0. Last year, Omaha Central won their first 13 straight games. First time in John Thomas' career he had won 13 straight to begin a year. Three-point shot taken by Reineke is missed, and there was a foul to follow after. 2:35 to go in the fourth, 56-43. Omaha Central up by 13. Centralia has it underneath the glass. Aldifer into Jones. Jones tally to Jones at the top. Jones right side swing to Aldifer. Aldifer takes the three, and it rattles in like a bullet in a tin can. Quinton Aldifer, a huge three-pointer to draw it back to a 10-point game, 56-46, 2:23 to go. A full timeout is taken by head coach Nick Evans with the Centralia Panthers. We'll take the timeout as well. We're back in 60, 56-46. The Omaha Central leads with 2 minutes left to go.
With steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steeldealers.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from steel.
Visit your local steel dealer, Heinen True Value Farm Supply on Main in Seneca.
The Omaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to be recognized with the 2025 Performance Leadership Award for Excellence in Quality and Patient Perspectives. This national honor places NBCH among the top-performing rural hospitals in the country. Combined with our recognition as a top 20 critical access hospital, this award reflects our unwavering commitment to providing high-quality, compassionate care close to home. We thank our exceptional staff and the communities we serve for making this achievement possible. We're people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
2:18 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. The final regulation here in boys basketball, Centralia versus Omaha Central. Omaha Central with the ball, 56-46, a 10-point lead. Mackey out to Thomas, and Thomas puts it up to the top. And there is a timeout called here by Omaha Central's John Thomas. Well, keep things here. It's a full timeout. Have a chance here to look at some of our other aerial scores across our area. Of course, you can also catch on your way home from the games all the aerial scores, highlights, and stats and recaps with the local Union National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on Friday night. Around the area, boys final, Sabetha 65-42 over Marysville. A win that Sabetha did not even hit on a single three-pointer in the game. Boys final, Silver Lake, they beat Perry 59-45 at the half on care for the boys game. Dunford West 32 over Mar Hill Mount Academy 22. And over on the Hiawatha Channel, end of the third quarter, Troy 56, Hiawatha 53. Also 103.9 KNZA. Sports on score right now, 56-46, 2:03 to go in the fourth quarter. The Omaha Central, it's their ball game. Timeout was just taken by Omaha Central. Be sure as a reminder to stick tuned after our game for our post-game show and our Player of the Game segment. Meanwhile, Central gets the inbound in to Leighton Thomas. Thomas with it at the very top of half court and surrounded. Looking to see if there's ever going to be a foul gets called. There's no foul called here. Being trapped was Jordan Lewis. I could have swore someone would have swiped on him, but they didn't get a single foul, and I think Lewis was waiting for one. Lewis comes out. Wesley comes in. The shot clock expired, and that resulted in a turnover. First time we've seen the second time we've actually seen the shot clock create a turnover. Twice this quarter here for Nemaha Central. 1:44 to go. Down by 10 is Centralia. Tyler Jones gets the ball swatted out of bounds. Well, it's only a 10-point game, so as long as you prevent Nemaha Central from continuously to score here, you don't need to rely on three-pointers. They would be helpful, and they would definitely provide some momentum. But slow your way into this game with some twos, but Oliver, he's going to get greedy here, take a three, and he's going to miss it. Hike gets the rebound, and Hike will travel right after he gets the rebound. So, the gift that keeps on giving, possession right back here to Centralia. Getting pushed out of bounds after the inbound is Tyler Jones. They call the personal foul there on the push on Jack Mackey, who just picked up his fourth personal of the game. So both Schmadgley and Mackey on the floor in foul trouble in territory. Reineke sends a two-point layup shot, but could not get it to go in. Rebounds by Hike once more. We're at 1:20 to go in the fourth. Leighton Thomas pumps a three. Now he's with the ball. Inside he goes. Schmadgley in for two. Schmadgley at 24 points in the first half. He's at zero in the second up until that point. He's got 26 total on the game. And fouled to go up to the line is Tyler Jones. 1 minute, 5 seconds to go in the fourth. It's a 12-point game, 58-46. We got our first player to foul out. It's Jack Mackey. Cam Schmedgley on the floor with four for the Centralia Panthers. Both Isaac Reineke and Quentin Aldifer, they're both in the game. They both hit his four fouls as well. Tyler Jones misses his first free throw shot. It's important he makes the second to at least make it an 11-point game. 1:05 to go in this final quarter. And Jones hits his second shot. Jones now 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal in the game. Of course, we'll also have official, or not quite official, unofficial, but for accumulated stats in our post game. Caleb Strothman here on the throw, and full court pressure applied here by Centralia. It's a full man-to-man. Caleb Strothman, or excuse me, Schmedgley with the ball. Finds Strothman. Strothman with it, far boundary. Working one-on-one, it's 10 against 10. And Strothman breaks through Reineke. He drives to the rim and is fouled. So he'll go up and shoot two. And Caleb Strothman, who has had a phenomenal night tonight with 11 points. Strothman is 5 for 5 at the free throw line and has not missed tonight, and he continues not to. He is 6 for 6. Continues to drop presence down the chimney. That is what Strothman has done from the free throw line so far in this game. 6 for 6, trying to make it 6 or 7 for 7. There he does. 47 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Aldifer rips a three-pointer! Wow! Off the backboard! From the South Pole! And Quentin Aldifer hits a massive three. It makes it a 10-point game, 60-50, with 42 seconds left to go. But it's still Nemaha Central out in front. We got a 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yeah. Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the final 42.3 seconds. Don't forget the decibel number here left in the fourth quarter. It's 60-50. Nemaha Central out in front by Thankwitz, and Oliver just hit a three-pointer to cut it to this deficit of 10. It's the second three of the quarter and third three of the half. Smedgley with the ball on the inbound, trying to break the full court pressure. Nemaha Central does. They have it on the left wing. Now it's to Leighton Thomas. 30 seconds left to go in this game. Thomas holding it. So far, no one's deciding to foul here for Centralia. They might just leave it up. We'll see. In fact, here they'll have Clinton Aldifer get fouled, or have him fouled, which probably the one that you didn't want to foul here as your selective three-point shooter. And he fouls out of this game, so Oliver is out here for the Centralia Panthers. And Leighton Thomas will go up to the free throw line and shoot two free throw shots. Could make this a four possession game with 23 seconds left to go. You'd kind of like to say you'd secure it in that case. First shot is missed by Thomas. If he can hit the second, he'll still guarantee that four possession game and lead. The next shot goes up and it goes in. So Thomas is able to go 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 20 seconds left to go. Reineke takes a three. It's off the back of the rim. And Schmedley recovers. This one is going to be a game here for Nemaha Central. They improved to 2-0 on this season. It looks like Leighton Thomas will just be able to hold this one out. And yes, he will. 61-50 is your final score. Nemaha Central wins by 11 over Centralia. A game that last year was a 30-point game, 49-14. 19, Centralia battles a little closer, and it's a high-scoring affair, but Nemaha Central comes out on top yet again. 61-50, Panthers start the year 0-1, and Nemaha Central starts their weekend the year 2-0. All right, we'll step aside. We'll be back for our final segments, our post-game show, and our player of the game, all here on 92.1 KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble, get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber, hardwood, vinyl, tile galore, we've got the floor you're looking for, so don't just walk, come dance inside, new floor so smooth you're gonna glide, stop by Albemarle Lumber, come explore, the flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills.
At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final time, welcome them here on 92.1 KMZA. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Grim Prophet and Kurt Kill, and back in studio, our post-game show here brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Centralia Panthers fall to Nemaha Central 61-50. A dominant performance for the Nemaha Central Thunder. They outscored Centralia in each and individual quarter, outscoring Centralia 15-10 in quarter one, 17-15 in quarter two, 19-16 in quarter three, and 10-9 in the final quarter of play. Dominating each individual one of these quarters, this kind of came out on top here for this Nemaha Central team to work their way out and to win this contest. Again, just dominant performance overall, a team that continues to play hard for Nemaha Central. Caleb Schmedgley getting the player of the game here at 26 points. In the second game of the season already, back-to-back games, one for Nemaha Central. Schmedgley now leading the team here in points with 37 points totaled on the season. Schmedgley had two steals, 26 points, three threes, and six rebounds. And he gets your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Some other stats there. Carter Hike, 6 points, three rebounds. Caleb Stroppin, 13 points, three rebounds. Layton Thomas, 8 points, a three in the second half. Jack Mackey, he fouled out of the game. There's just 1 point. Jaden Seitz, 2 points, three rebounds. Cormac Hike, 2 points, his first of his varsity career, and a rebound there in the first half. Mason Chulion, 3 points, a three-point shot as well, and three rebounds. He went 0-2 at the free throw line. For the Centralia Panthers, Clifton Alderfer finished with 15 points, all in the second half, as he got an early foul trouble in the first quarter in half number one and sat out the rest of the half. He finished 15 points, three threes, and went 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Tyler Jones in with 5 points overall, going 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Isaac Reinecke, 5 points and a 3-point shot, 2 rebounds. Rox Talley, 10 points, 3 threes, 2 threes in the first half, 1 3 in the second, a 3 for every quarter except for the final 4. Aiden Talley, 8 points total, 4 points in the first half and 4 points in the second half with 8 rebounds total. Brady Becker had 4 rebounds.
Becker
finished with 6 rebounds and 4 total points there for the for Landon Becker, the 6'3" sophomore. So overall stats, though, finishing on the game, both teams roughly about 15 turnovers. Centralia 8 threes to the Thunder's 5. Centralia went 10 of 14 at the free throw line. Nemaha Central, they went 18 of 25. Centralia Panthers out rebounded Nemaha Central 24-20, but Nemaha Central had 7 steals to Centralia's 3. So again, our player of the game goes to Keelan for the 26 points on the game, 6 rebounds, and 2 steals. Well, we're going to get you this one over tonight, 103.9 KNZA, as they enter overtime on 103.9 KNZA with B-Stats. So again, a final here from Centralia, Kansas. It's a split tonight for the program. Centralia girls win 47-34 over Nemaha Central, the Lady Thunder. And here for the Centralia Panther boys, they lose 61-50. So the Nemaha Central boys into 2-0 on this season, and Centralia moves to 0-1. From Crown Profit, from Kirk Kilbin of the MSC Sports Fair Network, thank you for listening and tuning in for our first official broadcast of the year on 92.1 KMZA.